the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. That's Dave Carpenter and Friends. Dave's from Southern Minnesota. Don't have much of a biography on him. I'll have to ask Dave for one. If you're listening, Dave, a little more on the biography. It says here that he performs with Skip on Steel, Patty Johnson, and Maggie Lyman on vocals, and Danny Pearson on bass, and others. Dave Carpenter and Friends. With Playing On, isn't that what it's all about? Grabbing your axe or your bassoon and heading to an open mic or a stage and just performing the heck out of those folks because they're waiting for you. Well, hi, everyone. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. It's Minnesota Homebrew live on a Thursday night from the studios of Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. And this show is made possible through a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Up next, Jeffrey James Sutherland and Leslie McKee with a group called Dummy Beats. They're from Minneapolis. They've performed extensively throughout North America, spent 5 years in Nashville, and still record with several musicians down there, as well as a who's who of Minneapolis studio players. This, of course, is Jeffrey's shtick. I've had 4 of my musical videos in rotation on national television, and I've recorded and or written with numerous Grammy-winning nominated artists. My songs are available on iTunes. The best way to describe my music is, well, my rock friends call it country, and my country friends say that ain't country. And Miss Leslie McKee, who we've played many times with her other musical partner, John Lyle. Here's a song by the Dummy Beats titled, I Want You.
When you look in my eyes, it's enough to make my heart race. Only one reason why I want you. I want you. We make love in our dreams. It happens every night. Open my eyes, I want you. I want you. I want you. I want you. Right this time, darling, open your eyes. I want you. 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 I want you.
I think it was July when we first met. And there's a million reasons why I regret letting myself become familiar with your face. Stop right there, don't get close to me. Bad habit, and it's killing me. Stop right there, don't get close to me. You're a bad habit, and it's addicting. So wrong, my sanity is fading. This is so wrong. than what we anticipated. It's worse than what we can understand. Stop right there, don't get close to me. You're a bad habit and it's killing me. Stop right there, don't get close to me. You're a bad habit and it's addicting. Stop right there, don't get close to me. It's killing me. Stop right there, don't get close to me. You're a bad habit and it's addicting.
Some people call her a minimalist. To me, that's just another way of positively saying that one likes to go solo. That's 20-year-old Kathy Kongloff, a graduate of Apollo High School in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Her Facebook page states that music plus life equals my religion. Well, we're all behind you, Kathy, because you are a wonderful singer. And that was, of course, in the background, Bob. I have Bob on my mind. Doug Milloway, who records Kathy at his Blind Owl Studios in Avon, Minnesota. Kathy Kongloff. And I had Bob on my mind because Bob is up next. Bob Muscovitz reminding us about Memorial Day, which is this weekend. And I hope you do remember those who have gone before us with some flowers or at least some thoughts. I can't be at my folks' grave sites because it's 535 miles away down in Richland Center, Wisconsin. But I'll be thinking of you, Mom and Dad. And my wife and I like to walk the cemetery here in Thief River Falls, Greenwood Cemetery, and look at the stones. And we've been here 22 years, but surprisingly, we see a lot of stones of people whom we knew earlier. And it's humbling to look at a stone and remember somebody, and that's what we like to do. So we'll be probably doing that sometime on Monday. But this weekend, I'm playing guitar again, folks. Yes, indeed, with the Rockin' Relics down in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin. Actually, a little south of there. Just Dresser is the next town, and a little south of there is the Woodhill Bar and Grill. And the Rockin' Relics will be playing from 9 to 1 p.m., this coming Saturday night, so do come on down. It's going to be a good time. Here's Bob Muscovitz with Plant Flowers I Can See on MHB.
Something hit me in the chest, I worry. All that I can do is weep and moan. Someone's come to pick me up, please hurry. All I want to do is get back home. Here within the darkness I see light. Heaven's reaching out for me to night. Somehow I can't feel any fright. All I know is something isn't right. Half awake I feel like I am moving, though I just can't open up my eyes. trumpet blew a song that's very soothing. Painfully, I finally realize here within the darkness there is day. Angel voices tell me it's okay. Somehow I can't hear what others say. All I know is that I'm going away. Please tell my family that I died for liberty. Please tell my friends at home to always think of me. Please love and honor me, I fought to keep us free. Please raise the flag each day, plant flowers. Memories. I know that freedom really matters. I'm now a part of history. Here within the darkness there's a glow. Heaven's reaching out for me, I know. Somehow I can feel the human soul. And all I know is that it's time to go. Please tell my family that I died for liberty. Please tell my friends at home to always think of me. Please tell my wife and kids I fought to keep us free. Please raise the flag each day, plant flowers. For heroes just like me, please keep us in your heart. We died for liberty. Please tell my family that my love will always be. Please raise the flag each day, plant flowers. I can see.
Thanks for that reminder, Bob, and special thoughts this weekend for those who have fallen for our country, paid the ultimate price.
Here's an act never heard before on MHB.
Yes, a gentleman named Michael Shines, while growing up in a small town in central Minnesota, he says that music played only a small role in his life. In his words, "I can't say that it was my first love, but I am honestly glad that it wasn't. I found it when I was drawn to it, and that's the best and most natural way for anything to take place." So what then led to the musical transformation? Although I was expecting an elaborate and lengthy response, his answer was simply, "A black garbage bag," Shines then explains. What could that possibly mean? Performing regularly at the world-renowned Dakota Jazz Club in Minneapolis, as well as having broken ground at the historic Hotel Cafe in Los Angeles. This song is a live version from the Hotel Cafe, and it is titled "Ain't Nobody Telling You." This is Michael Shines.
Hi, everybody. How you doing tonight? You doing all right? Good. Good. My name is Michael Shines. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and so I'm very happy to be with you guys tonight. Extra happy because when we flew out on Wednesday night, it was -1 degrees. When we touched down, it was like 75. So it's good. Way to go, LA. You're killing us in the battle of temperatures. All right. So this first song I want to play for you is a new song. It's called Ain't Nobody Telling You You're Beautiful. And the story behind it is kind of that when you're young and you're beautiful, it kind of solves all your problems. But then as you get older, you have to kind of demonstrate your beauty by what you offer to the world. And so it's about that transitional phase.
Every day he's feeling just like it's a miracle. Everybody's telling you you're beautiful. Somewhere eyes and they were set upon your command. Not a single thing you want was ever second hand. Everybody's making sure you're beautiful. Now there ain't nobody raising up your atmosphere, taking pictures on the beach until your world gets great. Ain't nobody telling you you're beautiful. Ain't nobody gonna begging you to run away, making promises and worshiping your majesty. Ain't nobody telling you you're beautiful. So you better prove it. So you better prove it. Times a week, breaking hearts, and you didn't even have to speak. Cause you were so damn beautiful. Now the years moved on and the season changed. Everybody moved on, you never really turned that page. Convinced this was a mountain, you would always be queen of. Now there ain't nobody raising up your atmosphere, taking pictures on the beach until your world gets clear. Ain't nobody telling you you're beautiful. Ain't nobody gonna begging you to run away, making promises and worshiping your majesty. Ain't nobody telling you you're beautiful. So you better prove it. So you better prove it. Until your world gets clear. Ain't nobody telling you you're beautiful. Ain't nobody gonna begging you to run away, making promises and worshiping your majesty. Ain't nobody telling you you're beautiful. So you better prove it. So you better prove it.
Well,
thank you very much, you guys.
In technical terms, I'd call that a voice and a half. That was Michael Shines, and you can find him at Michael Shines, SHYNES.com. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, he's playing at the Green Room in Stillwater, Minnesota. And then on, get this right, that's Friday tomorrow, Sunday, 2 p.m., afternoon performance at Crow River Winery in Hutchinson. And check out all the other dates. He's a very busy guy, and that is no surprise with a voice like that and some mighty fine guitar play.
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
Well, I got an email, came through Mark Johnson, station director first, and then bounced over to me at our Minnesota Homebrew at gmail.com website and email account, and it was from a gentleman named Ryan Bauer from Wisconsin. I'm not sure where Ryan lives, but his roots are in Wisconsin. And Ryan wanted me to hear some songs by his late father, Lauren. And he tells me that Lauren was born back in 1951 on a small family dairy farm near Durand, Wisconsin. His upbringing inspired the songs that he wrote and recorded. I found out elsewhere that he was a teacher at Memorial High School in Eau Claire. Very noble cause. Sadly, Lauren passed in 2012, but his music will live on. We thank Ryan for sending these songs, and we're going to make sure that we play them on a regular basis. The one I chose for tonight is called Farmer's Son. It's a song about Lauren's life growing up, his life choice, and what he wanted to do after he turned 18. No matter what, he always had the farm to go to back him up. But he went different ways. It's just a wonderful tribute. And Durand, Wisconsin, coincidentally, is just a stone's throw from Elmwood, where I taught high school English back from 1984 to 87. But this isn't about me. Here's Lauren Bauer with Farmer's Son.
I was born in the winter of 51. I was driven to the land, got me a farmer's son. And I learned to love the land and the town called Durand. And it's there I grew to be a man. I am a farmer's son, and I'll always be one till my last breath is drawn and my life is done. Choice when I turned 18, I could either stay on or follow my dreams. So I thought what I'd do is try a thing or two, and I was off to pay my dues. I'm a farmer's son, and I'll always be one till my last breath is drawn and my life is done. Thank you.
born in Sandstone, Minnesota. That's just north of Hinckley, which is the halfway stopping place, watering hole between the Twin Cities and Duluth, but raised in Hibbing and graduated from high school, yet in Duluth, and has lived in Minneapolis for most of her adult life. That was Dana Thompson from, she's truly the girl from the North Country. Music and writing have been an integral part of her life, whether through theater, choir, singing, or writing songs with bands. And she received the City Pages Best Female Vocalist Award and is a founding member of the group The Straw Dogs. Straw Dogs, that's hard to say. It is with regret that I announce the demise of the open mic at the Black Cat here in Thief River Falls. Had a good run for about a year and a half, but we've decided to sort of call a timeout and look for a room that's a little more hospitable to performing musicians. So if anyone out there in Thief River Falls knows of a place that just might work right, let us know. We'll talk to the owners. We're going to go out and talk to them anyway, but we'll be holding off. But we will still have the open mic at TJ's Tavern in Oakley the first Monday of every month. So keep that in mind from 7 to 10. Well, up next, the man who moved from England to Minneapolis, found love, worked all of his adult life, and is now retired and has hit the road doing his own unique brand of music. Nigel Egg, with a song that he wrote in the hopes that it would be accepted as the new theme song for the state of Minnesota. The new state song, if you will. Here's Nigel Egg with Why Minnesota, My Minnesota. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
There's always something to complain about in Minnesota. Minnesota weather, Minnesota tax, potholes, skeeter bites, klutzy quarterbacks. Why Minnesota? 'Cause it's my Minnesota. It's the greatest state to be. I know my neighbor would do me a favor. My Minnesota is for me. There's always something to be glad about in Minnesota. Minnesota people, Minnesota lakes, good schools, clean air, hardly any snakes. Why Minnesota? 'Cause it's my Minnesota. It's the greatest state to be. I know my neighbor would do me a favor. My Minnesota is for me. M-I-N-N-E-S-O-T-A. It's
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Yes, we do share news from the wonderful world of beer, and it's usually pretty weird news about beer, like beer made from smoked goat brains or whale testicles, something like that. This is from an April 20th, 2015 article by Matthew Zonzinger on Reviewed.com, and it goes like this. You're familiar with the phrase, you are what you eat? But how about you are what you drink? It might be time to get used to the idea. A couple years ago, researchers at the University of Western Australia came up with a dress made of wine. And now fellow Aussie Gary Cass and his team at Nanolos has taken the concept a step further. Yes, they've created a dress that not only looks gorgeous, but also is made entirely from beer. How do you do that? The new dress was created in collaboration with visual artist Donna Franklin and was inspired by the shape of the hop plant. But how exactly does one make a dress out of beer? Answer, by creating a material dubbed nanolose microbial cellulose from byproducts of the bacterial fermentation process. The hope is that it can replace or reduce dependence on agriculturally intensive fabrics like cotton. Now, if you're worried about walking around smelling like a pub, don't be. In a press release, Cass explained that unlike the wine dresses, the new beer dress has no smell and it has greatly improved flexibility. He also states that the fibers of the material are chemically similar to cotton. Speaking of cotton, Cass hopes that the nanolose will catch on and provide an environmentally friendly alternative to agriculturally intensive fabrics. We already said that. Allegedly, it can be mass-produced with relative ease and without many of the environmental costs that come with traditional agriculture. Fashionistas may be particularly intrigued to learn that the material can be grown as a single unit. Yes, this is interesting. Seamless dresses made to fit cotton gowns, suits without stitching. The possibilities seem pretty endless. Of course, many questions remain. How easy is it to clean? How durable is the fabric? If it's seamless, how do you get it on or off? Would it be socially acceptable to wear Belgian white after Labor Day? The dress will be making an appearance at the Summer's World Expo 2015 in Milan, Italy. The show kicks off May 1st and runs through the end of October. I wonder if making a dress out of light beer would result in a mini skirt.
Here's an act never heard before on MHB.
A dress made out of beer, isn't that something? Well, we're going to go to a new artist here. Sent me a few songs. His name is John Fearn, and he's from the Twin City area. And if you bear with me, I'll find a little information on John. Where are you, John? Where are you, John? There he is. Smooth as silk I am tonight. Singer-songwriter who lives in Crystal. That's in the northwest suburb up by Plymouth. With his wife Peggy, he sings at nearby coffee houses and performs at local farmers markets during the summer. To pay the bills, he works during the day doing mechanical assembly in Plymouth and also does a little freelance writing on the side. And again, his name is John Fearn. This tune is titled Ain't Been Nothing Like 'Em. You're listening to Homebrew.
Whole world upside down. that I'm just getting old, but the music out today just leaves me cold. I often get to thinking about the early days of rock and roll. The old songs give me a big old thrill, gets my heart a-pumping and it gives me chills. There ain't been nothing like them and there never will be again. There ain't been nothing like them and there never will be again. There ain't been nothing like them and I can listen to them again and again and again and again.
Jeffrey John Sutherland, we told you about him a little earlier when we introduced the song by the Dummy Beats, because he's one half of that very cool group. Thanks for the music, Jeff. We'll be playing more as time goes on. Well, up next, String Theory from Mankato, Minnesota. They perform fusion, jazz, blues, rock, and world music. They are Eli Hain on banjo and vocals, Jason Helder on guitar, bass and vocals, Wayne Schmidt on guitar, bass and vocals, and Damon Price on drums, and Kelly Quinn on vocals. Here's a song that was penned by and being sung by Jason Helder. It's titled Love and Equality.
Love
affords the greatest luxury. So seize this day around the neck. Check your rampant greed and feed the starving child. Wild thoughts of love and equality. See the way things go down and I frown on all selfish ways and raise expectations on you and me. We can't seem to figure out doubtful most we ever will. Kill those thoughts that kill our hearts. Start today to think. The strength to free a thought brought on by breaking this box we've made. Lay down rules followed, swallowed lies it seems, dreams crushed by this belief in reality.
Sophisticated song. Jason Helder and String Theory. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew every Thursday night, usually live at 7 p.m., followed by Minnesota Music Memories and the Burns program. Here's Molly Maher and the Disbelievers with a song titled Blinded by Love.
There's a time when I could barely see. I was blinded by love. How good it looked to me. I'm so much older. Be better by myself. Lost my eyes, but I knew how good it felt. Blinded by love, I'm blinded by love. Blinded by love, I'm blinded by love. Knew this old man, he died at a young age. He was champion of the world, a real winner for his race. They called him a trooper, one man with the guns of fire. Gave it all up to chase down his desire. Take a look at me, do you like what you see? Take a good look, do I look happy? Are you blinded by love? Blinded by love? Blinded by love. You got a good woman, I will give you that. She can cry on a man when she's cold, she'll crack. Walk with a ball and chain, you're dragging on the bottom. Spend half your life in the dark, and the other half just trying to keep up. Blinded by love, we're blinded by love. Blinded by love, we're blinded by love. When it comes down to love, that's the last place we should be. Air gets so heavy when we disagree. You may lose sight, your body may go numb. Don't try to hide from the damage that's been done. Take a look at me, baby. Do you like what you see? Take a good look. Are you happy? Am I good enough? Are you blinded by love? Blinded by love. Blinded by love. I'm blinded by love.
Yeah, she's a graduate of McNally Smith College of Music and describes her music as Americana with a side of roots. Molly Maher and Her Disbelievers. Well, Bob Muscovitz down in Hackensack, I brought my guitar. I'm going to play a song, very sad love song. I love you even though you don't love me. You're pretty as a portrait in a gallery, but to you I am invisible. It's hurtful as can be. I love you even though you don't love me. I watch you as you're talking on the phone. You laugh at something funny as if you're all alone. But I'm right here and feeling neglected as can be. I love you even though you don't love me. Can't you see? I love you even though you don't love me. I know everything about your goings on, the way you brush your hair out every night, the way you fuss when picking out the clothes you wear, how you shave your legs, how you like your eggs. So I count the days until you're loving me. We'll visit more tomorrow, but now it's time to leave, 'cause my legs are getting tired and this ladder's wobbly. I love you even though you don't love me, can't you see? I love you even though you don't love me, criminy. I love you even though you don't love me. Well, that's all the time we have for this week. Folks, want to thank you for joining us on Minnesota Homebrew. Be back again next Thursday night here on Pioneer 90.1 in beautiful Thief River Falls. And it was a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous day. Again, if you're down St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin way, go a little south the Dresser and a little more south, half mile. Look for Woodhill Bar and Grill. I'll be playing there with the Rockin' Relics 9 to 1 this Saturday night. And join us again next week. Thanks for listening.